Support provided by the Heartland Regional Health Network and Heartland Regional Urgent Care, treating immediate medical needs. Open daily from 8 to 8. No appointments necessary. 2250 Reed Station Parkway in Carbondale.
Good morning. Today is the fourth day of January, and here is your WSIU Almanac. 10 years ago, on a vote of 233 to 202, Nancy Pelosi is elected Speaker of the House. Locally, we're only 9 days away from a special preview of Masterpiece Victoria. It takes place at the Marion Cultural and Civic Center starting at 7 p.m. This preview event is courtesy of the Civic Center and WSIU Television. For more information, call the Marion Cultural and Civic Center at 997-4030, or you can call WSIU Public Broadcasting at 453-4343 and ask for Ellen. In Cape Girardeau, the next free public health and wellness seminar is January the 12th, when you can get healthy food shopping tips from a registered dietitian. The Sparta Area Chamber of Commerce invites you to the annual Sparta Home Show, and this year the date is February the 10th, the 11th, and the 12th at the World Shooting and Recreational Complex in Sparta. Hunters, this year you can help those less fortunate in Southern Illinois by donating a deer as a part of IDNR's Illinois Sportsmen Against Hunger program. Now, of course, the deer needs to be properly field dressed and taken to a participating processor. For more information, call 217-785-5091. And you can donate blood starting at 7:30 this morning at the IDOT building in Carbondale. And that's the Wednesday edition of the WSIU Almanac. I'm Kevin Boucher. Have a good day. Good morning. Our new year is just 4 days old. And on the WSIU Almanac, NBC Television's popular justice comedy, Night Court, starring Harry Anderson, premiered on this day in 1984. And it was pretty cold just 2 years ago as a polar vortex from Canada swept through the U.S., dropping temperatures to 15 degrees in Chicago and minus 25 in parts of North Dakota. Locally, we're not quite that cold, but it is winter. And here is IDNR District Forester Benjamin Snyder explaining how trees survive the winter. Trees are still alive, so is it safe to say there's still a bit of liquid in these trees?
Yeah, there's still water within the trees. But the tree is trying to move as much water out of their cells so their cells don't freeze and burst. So the cell can survive, and there can still be some freezing within the tree, but not within in the cell.
In Carbondale, the University Women's Professional Advancement Group is taking applications for the 2017 UWPA Mentorship Awards. The recipients will be publicly honored on March the 30th at a special Celebrate Women's Scholarship fundraising reception at SIU's Morris Library. Nominations are currently being accepted from any individual with the university community. The deadline to submit, February the 10th. And for more information, just call 453-1099 and ask for Carol. And that's the WSIU Almanac for January the 4th. Have a good day.